You are listening to the Authentic Hot Wife podcast, where I, a relatively green Australian hot wife in her early 30s, shares my stories, experiences, and reflections of exploring the hot wife lifestyle with my loving partner. This is a podcast about the successes, lessons, and pitfalls of experimenting with consensual, ethical, sexual non-monogamy. This is an adult-only, 18-plus podcast and contains explicit content. Please listen at your own discretion. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Authentic Hot Wife podcast. You are listening to episode 13, which is usually, you know, that kind of scary number, but I have a really, really good feeling about tonight. So I have made a couple attempts to record this. This is attempt number 3, and I'm just full of things that I want to share. And I, in the couple first recordings, I lost track of what I was saying just because I was just saying so many things. So I've slowed down, I've made some notes, and I'm going to try again. Unfortunately, the crickets were playing earlier, which is kind of why I rushed into wanting to record. They're not, you know, the crickets have died down now, but hopefully you will still enjoy listening. So I want to say a very big thank you, number one, to everyone who's joined the Authentic Hot Wife subreddit. We've now reached 200 members, which is really cool. And thank you to the people who have been interacting and asking questions and answering each other's questions. And I also want to say thank you to those who listened to episode 12, could hear my frustration, potentially my feeling of being deflated and a little lost, and provided some really encouraging feedback. So my takeaways after the last episode were essentially that even though we are making a hot wife podcast about our journey, it is okay for us to only have infrequent encounters if needed to ensure the quality is better than, you know, just like to focus more on quality over quantity. And I really appreciate that because I do think that I had been feeling some pressure to, you know, bang out these encounters and, you know, be telling you guys about how it's going. And, you know, unfortunately, we had really two really wonderful encounters. New Year's Eve guy didn't go so great. And then we had this other, you know, then after that, like the next time Javi was back, you know, this is like coming fresh off episode 12, just, I don't know, it just wasn't working. And I was feeling a lot of frustration, but we are doing way, way, way better. And we haven't had any encounters since I last recorded, but we've definitely turned a corner with all of this. So I'm personally feeling a lot more confident. I'm feeling empowered. And I'll go into, I guess, what this corner we turned was. And yeah, but I really appreciated the comments. Like, somebody said, you know, just there was a few things around just valuing myself. And I think, you know, I was inspired by the Latina hot wife, and she recorded after many years of having hot wife encounters. And she was somebody who was playing on her own as well. And I think, you know, one of the things a little insight maybe, or a little reflection, like upon reflection, I was like, here's the thing. We have this pool of guys, right? And then out of those guys, we have to then find the guys who are willing to participate in hot wife play, right? Like, not every guy's into it. So we find those guys who are into it and have, you know, some sort of inclination towards being with somebody else's partner. We make it pretty clear early on that we only play while hubby's around. Those that, you know, last through the initial screening, you know, make it to the next stage. But essentially, we are limited in a few ways, right? Like, so our filter for these guys is limited to guys who are happy to play with me in front of hubby. That's a big one. You know, we're working around a tight schedule where hubby is back every 3 weeks for a weekend. Without tooting on our own horns, we're a young, attractive couple. And I was sitting there thinking about this and I was like, my hubby is like a damn mannequin. Like, he has a really lovely build. He's got a really, you know, I think he's got a really like gorgeous face. He's got a lovely smile. He's got a really easy to like personality. You know, he is a physically a great guy, and then personality wise a great guy. And we, you know, it would be hard to find a guy who in my eyes like tops him. And the guys who make him feel competitive are guys who are athletic and, you know, more athletic and muscular than him. He used to be like a total gym junkie, and just with his restrictions with work, like, he's not what as, you know, cut as he used to be. So I think he, you know, I like super cut muscular or athletic guys, and he feels competitive with those guys. So that's the kind of guy that we want. Out of those pool of guys, then they have to be into hot wife. They have to be okay with condoms. They have to have experience. You know, they have to have the right kind of personality, where we feel a connection with them. It doesn't have to be a deep connection, but we want to like vibe and get along and, you know, be able to make small talk and that kind of thing. And that was another thing, like, it's been super cool being able to meet people from all over the world through this app, through this podcast, but not everybody is into wholesome chat. You know, like, we, hubby and I are non-drinkers. We don't party, you know, we don't go to clubs and bars often for fun. I love karaoke. That's the only kind of bar I'll go to. You know, what was I going to say? Like, we're kind of health focused. We live a little alternatively as well. So we're the kind of couple that lives relatively modestly. Like, we're not, I wouldn't say we're like anti-consumer, but we really like to live within our means. We like steward our money. You know, we're not like spendy, flashy people. Only when it comes to nice clothes for me, since this hot wife thing has kicked off. I feel that we live slightly on the outskirts of the mainstream. A lot of our value system is just veering off outside of the mainstream. Hot wife again is like another one of those things that kind of pushes us more towards the fringe. So it is hard to find people who, you know, they don't necessarily have to be the same by any means, but just have that wholesome vibe, or just kind of get us as people. You know, I find it really off-putting when I'm like chatting to a guy online and, you know, he says like, oh, sorry, I didn't message yesterday. Like, I'm hungover. I was really hungover. Or I just don't find it attractive when guys are like, oh, I had such a, you know, crazy night last night. I was so drunk. Like, all of that is just so, just so off-putting to me. So the point I'm trying to make is that it's a smallish pool of guys who want to engage in this play. And then you add on top of it all of our wish list type stuff. And we end up with a pretty slim pickings. And I think I had to just kind of make peace with that and go, you know what? We might not have frequent encounters. We can play in our own ways. And if we do meet those people, then awesome. you know, but I just, yeah, I don't want to set the bar. So I don't want to set the bar low. We're definitely in a quality over quantity mindset. And, you know, thank you to everybody who's encouraged that and just said, we're not here for the for the salacious details of, you know, every episode has to be some kinky story. That was really cool. And I just think that we've just come into our own a little bit more as a hot wife couple and just being clearer about what we want. So we actually updated our Red Hot Pie profile. I updated some of the pictures. Like, I was just like, this picture hubby was using, he was like, guys love it. And I'm like, you know what? But it's like 3 or 4 years old. you know, it doesn't sell me as like the classy hot wife I want to be known as. Like, I dress in a classy way. I'm like classy, sexy, you know? And that's how I want to be seen. I want to be seen as a hot wife that is, fun and playful and open-minded, but, you know, I also want respect, like just a base level of just having an air of dignity and respect around us, you know, like I don't want to be in some seedy sexual underworld. That's not what this is about for me. We just completely redid the profile to show ourselves more as a confident couple who knows what they want, knows what they're about, and is quite clear about it. And you know, we were really, before we weren't super specific on the superficial details of what we were looking at, but I also listed that out. I listed the qualities of the kind of guy that we're looking for, you know, somebody who's attractive, respectful, you know, willing to like chat and banter and get to know us, but also they have to be over 5'8". your dick has to be, you know, 7 inches or bigger. You know, like you have to be muscular and athletic. You have to have had some kind of experience either with male, female, play or just playing with couples. I wrote this single guys only. I wrote that we are a safe only couple. So yeah, we were just a lot clearer about what we wanted. So I feel good about that. We have had some, you know, disappointments along the way. I think I've also come to terms with the idea that, you know, hot wife, I was on our hot wives forum the other day and somebody said, you know, hot wife, well, just the whole, you know, sexual kink world is, it's fickle. It's unfortunately fickle. People flake, people come and go, you know, there are disappointments and it can be a roller coaster of emotions. And, you know, I think we're working on ways to minimize the highs and lows of that. That would be ideal over time, that we become more resilient to that. But I do think that I'm making peace with the idea that there's just natural highs and lows to this journey. As a total side note, but it's still sort of relevant, I don't know if anyone has been watching what's happened with GameStop stock, like on the stock market. That has taken a little bit of my attention because I've been really enjoying watching that situation. And as I've been kind of observing, two things came out of it. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but there is a subreddit called Wall Street Bets that's kicked off this whole chain of events around this particular stock. And it got a lot of global media attention, and it attracted millions of additional people to the subreddit. And within the subreddit, they kind of use memes to communicate. Like they have a particular way of speaking with each other, and it's all kind of really jokey and you know, they refer to themselves in a certain way. And one of the reoccurring jokes is that all their wives have boyfriends. And as I started coming across it, I was like, oh, that's really interesting that this is part of this subreddit. And it's very frequently referenced, like, you know, I use my wife's boyfriend's money to buy more GameStop stock. You know, someone actually even referenced the subreddit Cuckold at one point. And I was like, all these millions of people are going to be coming into this subreddit and getting introduced to this, like, this joke idea of, you know, a wife having a boyfriend, which is not a mainstream idea. And I don't know, I just kind of thought, I wonder if that's going to cause some guys to get curious about, you know, actually the reality of this and go visit, you know, the Cuckold subreddit or whatever. I just thought it was, that was interesting. But the second thing was it got me curious about the psychology of investing and, you know, this crazy thing that's going on. And I came across an image I've seen before, but it was just a good reminder of the emotions of, you know, like, it's a good 101 for people, the emotional cycle of when you're riding a stock, like in the stock market, when you're investing. And, you know, there's points of euphoria, like when you're right at the high of it, then there's points of being really hopeful. And but then there's really low points where you feel despondent and you feel despair, you feel angry, and then the hope starts to come again, and then you're feeling optimistic again. And I looked at that and I was like, that is so speaking to my hot wife journey right now. So I hope that's making sense. I think I'm making peace with the idea that hot wife is a journey. It can be a roller coaster, you know, particularly for the hot wife, I think, and I know majority of listeners are guys, you know, particularly men who have this fantasy and are either in the lifestyle or wanting to talk to their, would like to have this lifestyle with their wife. And, you know, it is a roller coaster as a hot wife. You know, I'm a feely person, and I'm someone who likes to think deeply, obviously. And, you know, it does rock me at times when we have disappointment. But I think I am becoming slightly more resilient to it. So some examples of recent, you know, disappointment, disillusionment. We tried to set up another meet. It was all looking good. And I was chatting to one guy who I had chatted to like late last year, and we chatted on and off, and he reached out and was like, oh, we should definitely try to meet. And I was like, oh yeah, this guy might be good. And we got chatting, and I actually really liked him initially, but then we exchanged some photos, and I don't know, I just didn't find him overly appealing. I also felt like he was missing a certain X factor, and I don't know what that X factor is. It could be, I don't know, a bit of charm, a bit of charisma, just that little bit of like oomph that makes you like really curious. I think what the X factor is like mental stimulation. Like, I want to feel like mentally stimulated. I want to feel curious. And this guy just didn't have it. And so I decided, like, yeah, it's not going to work with that guy. I'm going to be discerning. And yeah, that's just not feeling right to me. And I also got talking to guy number one. I think it's from episode 4 where we talk about our first encounter. So I got to talking to him again. It was the first time we talked since, you know, like the immediate aftermath of the encounter. And I tried to make like small talk with him or like flirt with him a little bit, and he just wasn't that responsive. And again, he was kind of, saying things like, "Oh, sorry, I was just so drunk last night," or "Oh, I'm so hungover today." And eventually, I was feeling a little frisky, and I put to him that we should meet up again. And then suddenly he was very engaged and was like, "Oh, I thought you'd never ask." And I guess he just likes it to be straightforward. Like, he's an attractive guy. He is probably chatting to quite a few different people. Like, we noticed that he's had, quite a few more validations since he met with us. And yeah, I just think he likes it to be like, "Yep, let's lock in a time and then we meet," and that's all he wants. And I guess I'm seeing that I have a need for more of that, like more, sorry, not more of that, but more than that. I do want to feel like there is slightly more of a connection, or at least a curiosity, or a just something like a sense of goodwill between us, like a willingness to have a little chat and banter. And it just kind of didn't work out. So I ended up, he just didn't like communicate very much at all. He seemed all about like, "Yeah, let's, do the encounter again." And I had a feeling it would again just be one of those things that was really two-dimensional. Just, he didn't have any real interest in getting to know me as a person. Yeah, and I just didn't want to like do that again. That didn't work out, which is fine. And then I ended up like leaving the group chat, and he didn't even ask questions. Like, he didn't even follow it up. He just, yeah, it's just done. It's just done. So, and then the biggest disappointment, I'm over it now, but it really shook me. So we met a hubby met a guy, and he's chatting to him, and he's like, "Oh, this guy sounds really great, actually. Like, he doesn't have any experience." And I was like, "Oh, no experience. Well, that's a red flag." And then he was like, "Oh," I said, "is he validated?" And he was like, "Oh, no, he's not actually validated." And I was like, "Well, he's totally fake. Like, look how hot his pictures are." And then hubby actually validated him. So if you don't know this, if you use Kik, you can validate people by asking them to take a photo of themselves using the Kik camera, and it will show that it's been taken by the camera. Just be wary of guys trying to fake like a live pic. One guy we talked to actually took a photo of a photo, and then was like, "No, that's totally me in the picture." And I was like, "Dude, that's a photo of a photo. Like, you're a fake. Get out of here." Anyway, so this guy verified himself. Okay, he's ticking all these boxes. Hubby's like, "Oh, he's like really great to chat to. He's really, really into the hot wife fantasy, even though he hasn't done it before. He's super into it." And so I got to chatting to the guy, and we chatted over the course of a week, and he was really chatty, and he was like smooth, and he would say all the right things. And I was skeptical. Like, I was like, "What is the catch with this guy?" And hubby said to me a couple of times, he's like, "Yeah, he's the best one yet, isn't he? Like, he really gets it." And I was like, "I am not getting my hopes up until I meet this person in person." Yes, he's great. I'll acknowledge that, but I just am going to reserve any feelings of, happy anticipation until it actually happens. There's a German word for that, by the way, which is Vorfreude, which means joyful anticipation. And it's a word that hubby and I use often. Like, we love the experience of Vorfreude. I might even have to talk about that another time. It's actually like one of our like key words in life, Vorfreude. Like, Vorfreude never lets you down. Like, joyful anticipation never lets you down. But in this case, I do not believe that that applies to hot wife. I think joyful anticipation lets you down hard if someone flakes on you or is not who they say they are. And so, anyway, the guy is talking to us over the course of a week. Everything he is saying is so on point. It's so perfect. It's so everything I would ever want to hear. And it's like two nights before I message and I'm like, hey, how was your day? And he didn't answer, which was unusual. And then the next day, it looked like he'd read it, but he didn't answer. And then I just waited. And then I was getting a little nervous because, you know, we were supposed to meet him the following day just for a drink. Fortunately, we weren't planning anything huge. And then he just left the group chat. So people have emailed me and said things like, oh, we met this great guy and we have this great connection. But then when it comes to meeting, like he's really flaky and blah, 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 and like things like that. And I know this from my dating days. I actually would never spend that much time getting to know a person online because I do think the proof is in the pudding. And this is one of my new mantras for my hot wife journey, which is the proof is in the pudding. Men can be very charming online. They can be extremely charming. You can think you are exactly on the same page. You are exactly heading in the right direction. There is no way this guy is backing out of this. And lo and behold, they back out of it for whatever reason. I think this is why my preference is now more for the more experienced guys, because those who are experienced obviously are super into the fantasy, you know, that they've done it multiple times. Like they just love it. They have a taste for it. And they've also experienced disappointment in the journey as well. Maybe they've been rejected by some couples or, you know, like they've experienced the hardship of participating in a lifestyle like this. So they're more likely to be reliable as well, potentially. I just think experience is important. Bear with me. I'm just having a drink. So, yeah, that was like, it really hit me that one. 'Cause I was like, I don't know. I really didn't want to get my hopes up, but then obviously I must've thought he was, you know, going to pull through, and I took it as rejection. Hubby said to me, like, he was like, I read all the chats. There's just nothing you did wrong. Like it could be anything. He thinks it was potentially an external thing. And I'm inclined to agree. Somebody posted on the subreddit, about guys being in relationships and then kind of getting their kicks online. And it could be that he was in a relationship, or maybe he was on a little break with his partner or something and he was just exploring things, but then he got back with his ex because he did say he was recently out of a relationship. And maybe there was just complications on that front. So I really have no idea. I could speculate for days around what had happened. But I think what's more important, you know, so the saying goes, it isn't what happens, it's how you respond. And hubby was really great, actually. So he said, hey, let's go out for dinner tonight. And it was actually his birthday coming up. So he said to me, you know, I want you to get dressed up for me. So I actually put together an outfit that I hadn't worn for him before. I looked really cute. He went to see family and then he came home and, you know, I wore this like little mini skirt with a really tight form-fitting low-cut white top, like a nice quality, like classy top, with a kind of a casual, you know, flattering jacket and a nice high pair of heels, pink lips, pink nails, gold jewelry. I was just looking classy as anything. And he took me out for dinner. And, you know, he just gave me a little love and attention and validated me. And I felt sexy. Like I felt like, yeah, why wouldn't a guy want to be with me? You know, it like got my confidence back up again. And I suppose I'm bouncing back a little bit faster and being able to say, whatever's happened with that person, it's not personal to me. You know, that's just something going on in their world. And I just don't think that there's any real way you can tell if somebody is not going to work out until it doesn't work out. Hopefully with experience, I'll get better and better at sniffing out a potential flake. I'm hoping that we get better at being more discerning with guys. So yes, we've had some disappointments, but I would like to say that I think I'm just getting better at dealing with them. And dealing with the emotions of it, you know. I suppose where I'm at the moment is if I am feeling a setback really hard, you know, just to do self-care and look after myself, get myself back feeling strong again and then try again. At the end of the day, we do love this fantasy. We want to make it work. But it will just take time, I think. And we do have some good things happening. But I think learning from previous episodes, I don't want to go into all the potential things that could happen because they could turn pear-shaped really quickly. So I will save that for if it does come to fruition. But yeah, no, I mean, some good things are happening in amongst the disappointments. I will say that. Something else is that, so, you know, hubby did all the right things in dealing with this particular setback, you know, encouraged me to get dressed up, took some really great photos of me, you know, fawned over me, made me feel beautiful, made me feel sexy again. And somebody asked the question in the subreddit, you know, what's some other ways that you keep it spicy and do like other hot wife plays? So something we've done twice now, or a couple times, maybe a few times, is role play. So when we came back from dinner, hubby role played that he was somebody who he had sent over. So he was a totally different person who he had sent over, who I hadn't met yet, but hubby had met with him in person, and they'd set up this thing where he would come over while hubby was away at work, which is not something we have talked about doing, but it just came up. And it was really fun, actually. Like, we totally role played the whole thing out. You know, I did feel nervous as if I was meeting somebody new, and I think hubby had a lot of fun with it. And he, you know, it's like you get to play the role of we're just met for the first time again. And that's fun. You know, you put forward your best self in that moment. And it's easy to pretend in the moment, like, I don't know anything about you. You know, you get to fantasize a little bit in that situation. And we had a lot of fun. So I think that's a kind of a new thing that we're doing. Hubby seems to enjoy it because he says he gets to still see that side of me, that really naughty side. And, you know, it meets his need, and he knows that it feels good for me. So he's happy to do it. So that's kind of a fun thing that we've been doing. But I think as well, just the simple act of getting dressed up, feeling really sexy, getting attention while I'm walking around, that kind of thing is working really well for us. Apologies if you can hear some voices outside. There's just some people talking really, really loudly outside my window. So I hope that's caught us up to where we are. We've definitely come out the other side of that very lost and deflated feeling that I was having in episode 12. And a couple weeks ago, I had a coffee. I was having a really great morning. I was in a cafe and I started scribbling notes from things that people had commented on or sent us emails about. And I was having trouble staying on top of the correspondence. So I just noted a bunch of things down that I thought I'd share in an episode, and I was planning to record and it just didn't happen. So I am going to try to read my scribbly notes from a couple weeks ago, and I do feel like there's good stuff in here. I hope I do it justice, but these are basically, just some scribbles. So number one, I noted here quite a few men are messaging about their wives, like, you know, say they've emailed like from earlier episodes and then they're now catching us back up again, you know, a couple months later, and their wives are actually getting into the fantasy and things are progressing. And to those guys, I just want to say good luck. Some have asked about our personal rules, and I'm actually going to do a shorter episode after this about our rules. So I finally want to make that episode on our 34 rules that we have. We got some encouraging emails and communication from experienced people, and basically saying like, this is a process, there are ups and downs, you will have good experiences and bad experiences. And I was on the Our Hot Wives forum the other day, and you know, somebody was kind of saying, oh, I really want my wife to go out on her own, but I'm like freaking out and I'm having these crazy feelings about it. And somebody said to him, like, maybe you just need to take a softer approach. Like, there's no perfect one way to do this. I do think it comes down to the couple. And that's what Sam the Bull was saying in my interview with him at the start of the year. You know, don't feel like, for anyone who's kind of new and listening, like, I just think that's so sound. Like, don't ever feel like there's anything you should be doing. It just comes down to the people in the couple, and that's it. I noted here, like, hot wife can be deflating during the lows. And I think it's important to take time out just to reconnect, you know, even as a couple, or to as the hot wife who's maybe going through some emotions, like reconnect with yourself. And I noted here again, and I'll just worth repeating, I don't think that now my view is, I don't think you have to have encounters to necessarily be like playing hot wife or playing out fantasies. Some people have referenced to me and told me about like the hot past play, which is where, you know, the hot wife might talk about experiences from her past, and then like that kind of stimulates, you know, some sexual play. And I think that's completely valid and fine, you know, if that's where you're at and that's what's feeling good, and maybe there's no good people out there that you can have, you know, play with a third, there's not a good situation available outside of the couple to be able to do that, like, by all means, like, do what feels right. Somebody asked about our screening and kind of asked, like, do we reply to everybody? Hubby doesn't really reply to every single person. I think he ignores quite a few people. He's really polite with people if he knows, well, certain people, like, if they just send like vague, you know, hi, how are you? Or I don't know, things that show that they haven't maybe read the profile. Like, I just don't think there's few people he doesn't give attention to. Like I did ask him the question. He was like, well, I'll chat to them if they meet the criteria. Some guys he'll give a go. If they send a photo that's clearly like, I would never be into it, he says things like, oh, you know, we're looking for something else right now, but good luck in your journey. He is quite polite. I think that, so my next note is about adapting your strategy after experiences. So one hot wife who was emailing me, she had an experience where a guy basically lied about his size. I think that's what the story was. So he lied about his size. So now one thing she does is she does saunas first with potential guys. It's basically so she can size them up. another couple in the subreddit talked about how they had issues with guys being attached. So they now ask for social media evidence, like, you know, to make sure that person doesn't actually have like a family or is in a relationship. So, you know, I think we're adapting as we go, based on the disappointments or the the issues that we're having. Yeah, it has been interesting to hear how other people adapt. I was also on our Hot Wives forum. I did interact with somebody and asked him about, because he said basically he has a foolproof no flakes strategy for sourcing that they've developed over like 20 years. And their strategy apparently was, it was robust. And it sounds like he is continually churning through potential people for his hot wife, like just churns and churns and churns. He basically said for every guy that follows through, they need to talk to 10 guys. And his hot wife likes variety. She likes novelty. So she wants a new guy or newish experiences frequently. I can connect with that actually. So I think it was Travel is Fun kind of commented here and there about, not falling into like hookup culture and that it has to be a new guy every time. And it's definitely some people's preference to have regular meetups with a certain person. And I would say it probably does lend to less issues for sure with having to deal with fakes and flakes and, all those usual issues when you have a regular partner. However, I've talked to hot wives who like variety and really don't find it super appealing to have the same guy each time or the same guys. Like they want newness. And I think I'm one of those hot wives. I love the new feeling, like that moment where you first meet, that as excruciating as the whole process is, I still find it very appealing, the idea of meeting someone that you haven't met before and then that progressing to a hot sexual encounter. I love that. It just the the logistics of making that happen in the most minimally frustrating way possible it's difficult. It's certainly a challenge. So you have to be up for the challenge of that, I think, if you are somebody or a couple that wants to try new people all the time. So a little spoiler alert, we are revisiting guy number two at the moment, and that is all I will say about that. We will just see how that goes. Just purely, I will comment, purely for the fact that I am running out of patience for finding constant new guys. I am changing my mind about it, but I want to stand up to, that it's not a thing of like hookup culture being a bad thing or anything like that. Some hot wives just like that. It is just like challenging. So that's why we have revisited some of those like previous connections. Just it's been such a long time anyway since I've been with guy number one or two that it would feel sort of like a new encounter anyway. Next note. I know I've told this story already, but somebody maybe who hadn't pick up on it in an episode asked about how hubby approached the fantasy with me, essentially, literally third date. We're sitting on a beach. He casually starts asking me about my fantasies, and then he tells me about the hot wife fantasy, and I had never heard of it before. He didn't even have the word hot wife. He didn't know that word. All he said to me was, I like the idea of watching my girl have sex with other guys. And I was like, damn, that's quite a little fantasy you have going over there. and then now here we are 5 years later, nearly 6 years later. And next note, I think his name is Work Around So Mr. Workaround, who's posted a few times on the subreddit, thank you for that, has asked about female sexuality and wanting to like kind of unpack this thing of like, why does dead bedroom happen? You know, why does hot wife play bring that spark back in again? And I attempted to respond, and I don't know. I'm not confident in my response, but number one, I don't know why, but there is a biological response in me that when I have sex with an attractive guy and I have really hot, sexy sex with them, or even with the New Year's Eve guy, wasn't even that great, but just having somebody else touch me, having hubby be there and be observing that, it just makes me crave to be close to him. I don't know why. I think part of it, and work around then rephrase what I said, and he said something like, oh, it's like you go away on a trip, but you want to come back to your safe home. And it does, I think it is a bit like that. It's like you go on a little adventure, and I know for me, I am, I've always craved a certain amount of freedom in life and like a freedom to express. And I so deeply appreciate that my hubby allows me to express myself sexually in that way and go after those desires and express those desires. And he doesn't just tolerate that. He doesn't go, oh, well, if you have to. He's like, I love that you do that. And it make, you know, being with other guys reminds me of all of his wonderful qualities and reminds me of all the, you know, of how beautiful our unique connection is. Just like anyone in a loving, connected relationship, like you know that it feels unique. It feels so special. And I think as well, like I'm allowed to go and have these encounters, have these experiences right in front of him. And I know that he is a safe harbor. He will hold me after these intense experiences. He will take me back. He will love me for my sexual expression. He will love me in my fullness. There's something really, even I would say moving about that. I'm off script right now. I'm kind of just thinking as I'm speaking. I think women grow up being given many different messages around the acceptability of their sexuality and how it should be expressed, the appropriate way it should be expressed, the idea that when you go into a long-term relationship or into a marriage, you should always be available for your partner. You should, you know, his needs are, I don't know, it's like you're letting him down if you're not, you know, sexually available to him or craving him. Or, you know, we get all these messages around monogamy and like this idea that we should always crave that one partner. It's kind of like getting to be who I really am in front of him and having him love me and accept me in that way. It's very beautiful. I mean, yeah, I wish I had better words for it. I wish I had better words for it. I do think the podcast on the Love Drive, so the Love Drive podcast, there is an episode there with Dr. Wednesday Martin about female sexuality. I did find that very interesting and eye-opening, and it gave me validation for why I feel the way that I feel. It talked about how women like novelty, newness, and adventure in their sex lives, and encourages this, you know, not exactly, not specifically hot wife, but this kind of play as being very, very good for female sexual expression. But in saying that, I don't think it's for all women either. I think there's plenty of women who hear this fantasy and go, what the hell are you talking about? I am so not into that. You know, maybe they have other kinks, other things that they like. Yeah. So I hope that, anyway, well, that isn't an attempt at answering that question. So the final thing, my final note here is, there's a couple emails we received about trusting the wrong people. Oh, not necessarily trusting the wrong people. So a couple emailed recently. I don't want to give too much context, but just asked on thoughts on engaging with people closer to them, right? So I know there's lots of, I imagine there's loads of couples who do this kind of play with people from their workplaces, in their friendship circles, in their neighborhood. I mean, I even knew that my next door neighbors were swingers, actually. My neighbor actually told me, the wife of the couple told me that they do swinging, you know, they'll have sex with another couple, go off in different rooms, separately, do some swapping. So, I mean, it's happening, right? I personally am really wary of bringing anyone in my actual life into this play. I personally wouldn't involve anyone I knew from work or from any social circles into this. The reason being, I feel that we have, I don't want to be viewed differently when, yeah, I've said it so many times, like we have this kind of wholesome life thing going for us, and I don't want Hot Wife interfering with that. Yeah. So I'm very wary of that. And I couldn't give any advice like whether somebody should involve or disclose this side of themselves. I would never give advice about who to and who not to. Like, you trust your own judgment. Me personally, I'm cagey about sharing this side of myself with anyone. As much as I would really love to, I would love to just speak freely about this in our normal life. But yeah, it's just where we're at the moment. Discretion is an extremely high priority for us at the moment. So that's all my notes. I think that's all my notes. I am going to make a follow-up episode about our rules, as I said earlier, so stay tuned for that. And there were some questions about the rules that I had posted in the subreddit that I will address when I record that. So as some final comments, like, ultimately, this is our journey to navigate. This is me and my hubby. Like, we have to negotiate within ourselves what feels good, what feels right. And our journey is going to be different to your journey, to somebody else's journey, to that couple that's posting regularly on the Hot Wife subreddit, you know, kinky photos of weekly encounters. Like, I'm probably not going to be like that Hot Wife, but you know, it's a journey that you negotiate and you navigate together, and you make your own rules, and those rules might change. You know, you create your own dynamic, you create your setup, you create your approach, you create it how you want to create it, and you try it, and some things will work and some things won't work. But that's where I am. And I think that knowing that, internalizing that is giving me a lot of confidence for moving forward. In terms of, you know, like I suppose I've had to make a little bit of peace with, I love novelty. I don't know if I'm going to get as much novelty as I want, as frequently as I would like to. I think, you know, our journey is going to be very drawn out in a way. And I don't mind that. I don't mind that. I don't mind finding alternative ways to play if we can't find a suitable person. So yeah. And yeah, the mantras of the week or the mantras moving forward are like, you know, the proof is in the pudding with every single one of these guys. If they show, they show. If they don't, they don't. It is what it is. And quality over quantity is very important for us at the moment. And that's just where we are. So I hope this has been a little insightful for you. I never know what insight anyone's going to get from any of my ramblings, but I'm interested to know. So if you haven't joined the subreddit yet, or you've got any questions, or like, please feel free to just like write posts, or, you know, comment on each other's posts. Send me a voice message thing. I would really like that. And I just want to apologize if anyone is waiting for me to get back to them. I will be sitting down and doing some correspondence tomorrow. I'm thinking at this stage, at best, I will probably aim to do an episode a month. It does take me time to get back to people, but I so appreciate all the different comments and insights that we get from people. Like it does make a big difference, and it's really helped us along the journey for the last, ooh, I don't know, 6 months or so that we've been playing with this, and the last maybe couple months of doing the podcast. It has made such a huge difference to be connected to people in similar mind frames who are willing to tease these ideas out with us, who have provided encouragement. It's just really meant the world to us to be in a community with you guys. So yeah. But stay tuned. As I said, I will be recording about the rules. And just another thing, there is a post that Sam the Bull posted on the subreddit asking for, like, if you have any burning questions that you wanted to ask him, or anything you would want me to discuss with him. So this is Sam the Bull from episode 9. Leave some comments on that particular post in the subreddit, because I am interested to know as well if there's anything you would like me to ask him. Like sort of somewhat controversially, it came up about Sam's sexual inclinations or sexuality or whatever, and I'll certainly be having that chat with him, because there's a lot of things for me, like even as I explore Hot Wife, that I like never occurred to me, things like the sexuality of all the sexual leanings of a bull, you know, the whole race thing I haven't gotten into yet, like the whole thing about BBCs, like big black cocks and things like that, whereas I actually have like a preference when it comes to race, I guess, which I feel really weird saying. So it's not like a conversation I have had yet, but I think I'm going to go there for the first time when I speak to Sam the Bull again. So yeah, if there's anything that you're interested in hearing me talk about with him, I'm very open to any new ideas. So thank you once again for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you again, and I so appreciate you listening, and I hope that that you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day or night, wherever you are, wherever you're listening. I just hope the next, you know, the rest of the day is just beautiful. So you take care, and I will talk to you very soon. Bye.